You will throw your weight here.
Sazed pointed at a wooden lever.
The counterweights will fall, swinging down all four floodgates and stemming the flow into the cavern. I warn you, however, the explosion of water above will be rather spectacular. We should be able to fill the city's canals in a matter of hours, and I suspect that a portion of the northern city will be flooded.
To dangerous levels?
I do not think so. The water will burst out through the conduits into the interchange building beside us. I've inspected the equipment there, and it appears sound. The water should flow directly into the canals and from there exit the city. Either way, I would not want to be in those street slots when the water comes. The current will be quite swift.
I've taken care of that. Dern is going to make certain the people know to be clear of the waterways.
Sazed nodded. Spook couldn't help but be impressed. The complicated construct of the wood, gears, and wires looked like it should have taken months to build, not weeks. Large nets of rocks weighed down the four gates, which hung, ready to block off the river.
This is amazing, Saze. With a sign as spectacular as the reappearance of the canal waters, the people will be certain to listen to us instead of the citizen.
Breeze and Dern's men had been working hard over the last few weeks, whispering to the people to watch for a miracle from the survivor of the flames. Something extraordinary, something to prove once and for all who was the rightful master of the city.
It is the best I could do. The seals won't be perfectly tight, of course. However, that should matter little.
Men?
Spook turned to four of Goradel's soldiers.
You understand what you are to do?
Yes, sir. We wait for a messenger, then throw the lever there.
If no messenger comes, throw the switch at nightfall.
And don't forget to twist the sealing mechanism in the other room, plugging the water flow out of this chamber. Otherwise, the lake will eventually empty. Better that we keep this reservoir full, just in case.
Yes, sir.
Spook turned, looking back over the cavern. Soldiers bustled about, preparing. He was going to need most of them for the night's activities. They looked eager. They'd spent too long holed up in the cavern and the building above. To the side, Beldra regarded Sazed's contraption with interest. Spook broke away from the soldiers.
You're really going to do it? Return the water to the canals?
Spook nodded.
I sometimes imagined what it would be like to have the waters back. The city wouldn't feel as barren. It would become important, like it was during the early days of the Final Empire. All those beautiful waterways, no more ugly gashes in the ground.
It will be a wonderful sight.
It amazes me that you can be such different people at the same time. How can the man who would do such a beautiful thing for my city also plan such destruction?
Beldra, I'm not planning to destroy your city.
Just its government.
I do what needs to be done.
Men say that so easily. Yet everybody seems to have a different opinion of what needs to be done.
Your brother had his chance.
Beldra looked down. She still carried with her the letter they'd received earlier in the day, a response from Quellian. Beldra's plea had been heartfelt, but the citizen had responded with insults, implying that she had been forced to write the words because she was being held prisoner.
I do not fear a usurper. I am protected by the survivor himself. You will not have this city, tyrant.
Don't do it. Give him more time, please.
There is no more time. Do what must be done.
I'm sorry.
Spook turned from her.
Stay with the soldiers. I'm leaving four men to guard you, not to keep you from fleeing, though they will do that. I want you inside this cavern. I can't promise that the streets will be safe.
Spook left Beldra standing there, then walked toward the gathering group of soldiers. One man brought Spook his dueling canes and singed cloak. Goradel stood at the front of his soldiers.
We're ready, my lord.
Breeze walked up beside him, shaking his head.
Ah, well, here we go again.